Module 4, Home Alone, Section A.
一，听录音，选出你所听到的句子中包含的单词或短语。每个句子读两遍。
1. The fridge is empty. Let's go to buy some vegetables and fruit. The fridge is empty. Let's go to buy some vegetables and fruit.
2. Could you please tell me your address? Could you please tell me your address?
3. We'd better advise all the passengers to get off at once. We'd better advise all the passengers to get off at once.
4. I can look after myself at home. I can look after myself at home.
5. May I ask you some simple questions? May I ask you some simple questions?
2. 听录音，选出与所听内容相符的图片，每个句子读两遍。
1. My parents are leaving for Beijing tomorrow. My parents are leaving for Beijing tomorrow.
2. My clock rings so loudly that it can wake me up easily. My clock rings so loudly that it can wake me up easily.
3. Look, they are cooking in the kitchen. Look, they are cooking in the kitchen.
4. Tell the children not to answer the door to strangers. Tell the children not to answer the door to strangers.
5. You'd better watch TV for less than 1 hour every night. You'd better watch TV for less than 1 hour every night.
3. 听录音，选择正确答案，每段对话读两遍。
1. I hear your parents are planning to fly to Paris next week.
Yes, I have to stay at home alone, but I can look after myself.
I hear your parents are planning to fly to Paris next week.
Yes, I have to stay at home alone, but I can look after myself.
2. What will you eat at home while your parents are out on business?
Rice dumplings and so on, but I really don't like noodles or meat.
What will you eat at home while your parents are out on business?
Rice dumplings and so on, but I really don't like noodles or meat.
3. What are you doing, Jim?
I'm waiting to meet my parents. Listen, their train is coming.
What are you doing, Jim?
I'm waiting to meet my parents. Listen, their train is coming.
4. Why are you late for school?
Sorry, I played computer games until midnight. I got up late in the morning.
Why are you late for school?
Sorry, I played computer games until midnight. I got up late in the morning.
5. Li Wei, do you live with your parents in a townhouse?
No, they live in a big farmhouse in the country.
Li Wei, do you live with your parents in a townhouse?
No, they live in a big farmhouse in the country.
四，听录音，完成短文，短文读两遍。
There are many things that you should be careful with when you are alone at home. Read the following ways to protect yourself. First, keep the door locked when you are alone at home. Many people think it's the best way to protect themselves. Second, keep a list of phone numbers to call for help, such as 110, the police station or a neighbor's number. Third, be careful with the electricity. If you don't know how to use them, ask your parents. Make a safety check before going to sleep. Finally, look through the keyhole when you hear the doorbell. If there are strangers, ask, "Who's that?" With the door locked and say, "Come back later." Don't tell them that your parents are away, because sometimes bad people ring doorbells to see if anyone's at home. There are many things that you should be careful with when you are alone at home. Read the following ways to protect yourself. First, keep the door locked when you are alone at home. Many people think it's the best way to protect themselves. Second, keep a list of phone numbers to call for help, such as 110, the police station or a neighbor's number. Third, be careful with the electricity. If you don't know how to use them, ask your parents. Make a safety check before going to sleep. Finally, look through the keyhole when you hear the doorbell. If there are strangers, ask, "Who's that?" With the door locked and say, "Come back later." Don't tell them that your parents are away, because sometimes bad people ring doorbells to see if anyone's at home. 1.
一，听录音，选择最佳答语，每个句子读两遍。
1. We are leaving for Mount Tai tomorrow. We are leaving for Mount Tai tomorrow.
2. Betty, make sure to eat more vegetables at home when we are out. Betty, make sure to eat more vegetables at home when we are out.
3. How do you send text messages to me? How do you send text messages to me?
4. I think it's important not to depend on your parents for everything. I think it's important not to depend on your parents for everything.
5. It's Sunday. Why not cook some meals for ourselves? It's Sunday. Why not cook some meals for ourselves?
2. 听录音，选出与所听内容相符的图片，每段对话读两遍。
1. Betty can make some simple dishes at home.
Really? That's wonderful.
2. Betty can make some simple dishes at home.
Really? That's wonderful.
2. Where are your parents?
They've gone on their holiday. I went to the airport to see them off.
Where are your parents?
They've gone on their holiday. I went to the airport to see them off.
3. Jean has to tidy up her bedroom every day.
That's because her parents have gone to a meeting these days.
Jean has to tidy up her bedroom every day.
That's because her parents have gone to a meeting these days.
4. How do you ask your children to take medicine while you are out?
Oh, give clear instructions about how to take them.
How do you ask your children to take medicine while you are out?
Oh, give clear instructions about how to take them.
5. How do we keep our children safe?
We'd better lock the door. Most people think it's the best way to protect themselves.
How do we keep our children safe?
We'd better lock the door. Most people think it's the best way to protect themselves.
三，听录音，选择正确答案。每段对话读两遍。听第一段材料，完成第一至三小题。
Hi, Tony. Why do you look so hungry?
I didn't have breakfast. My parents were back from Beijing without having a rest. They went to Shanghai for an important meeting in a hurry.
Can't you look after yourself? Why not cook the meals?
When I got up, I tried to cook some rice, but I burnt it.
You can buy some fast food to eat.
But it's time to go to school. I really have no time to buy it.
What a pity.
5.
Tony, why do you look so hungry?
I didn't have breakfast. My parents were back from Beijing without having a rest. They went to Shanghai for an important meeting in a hurry.
Can't you look after yourself? Why not cook the meals?
When I got up, I tried to cook some rice, but I burnt it.
You can buy some fast food to eat.
But it's time to go to school. I really have no time to buy it.
What a pity. Hello, Mike. What are you doing?
Nothing. I stay at home. My parents are busy with their business.
Oh, I see. Can you look after yourself?
No problem.
If a stranger knocks at the door, what will you do?
I will tell him that my father is sleeping because bad people often ring doorbells to see if anyone's at home.
Great, but how do you have your meals?
Don't worry, I can cook some simple dishes.
You're really good. 5. Hello, Mike. What are you doing?
Nothing. I stay at home. My parents are busy with their business.
Oh, I see. Can you look after yourself?
No problem.
If a stranger knocks at the door, what will you do?
I will tell him that my father is sleeping because bad people often ring doorbells to see if anyone's at home.
Great, but how do you have your meals?
Don't worry, I can cook some simple dishes.
You're really good.
四，听录音，选择正确答案。短文读两遍。
Alice was now in a dark room with doors all around the walls. Her parents weren't at home. They went to the village to celebrate her grandmother's birthday. She tried to open the doors, but they were all locked. How will I ever get out again? She thought sadly. Then she saw a little glass table with three legs, and on the top of it was a very small key. Alice quickly took the key and tried it in all the doors, but she couldn't open any. Then she saw another door, a door that was only 40 centimeters high. The little gold key unlocked this door easily, but Alice couldn't get through it. She was much too big. So she lay on the floor and looked through the open door into a beautiful garden with green trees and bright flowers. She wanted to be out quickly because the dark room made her unhappy. She tried and tried, but she failed. She got very angry with her parents, but she had no ways to go out and had to wait for her parents to come back. What an unlucky day she had. Alice was now in a dark room with doors all around the walls. Her parents weren't at home. They went to the village to celebrate her grandmother's birthday. She tried to open the doors, but they were all locked. How will I ever get out again? She thought sadly. Then she saw a little glass table with three legs, and on the top of it was a very small key. Alice quickly took the key and tried it in all the doors, but she couldn't open any. Then she saw another door, a door that was only 40 centimeters high. The little gold key unlocked this door easily, but Alice couldn't get through it. She was much too big. So she lay on the floor and looked through the open door into a beautiful garden with green trees and bright flowers. She wanted to be out quickly because the dark room made her unhappy. She tried and tried, but she failed. She got very angry with her parents. But she had no ways to go out and had to wait for her parents to come back. What an unlucky day she had.